USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is suggesting in a tweet Saturday afternoon that China may wait him out regarding trade negotiations. The president tweeted that Chinese officials may be waiting until after 2020 and hope Democrats take the White House, claiming that they will get a better deal than they would with him in office. Vice President Mike Pence has a message for Liberty University graduates. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
While delivering the commencement address at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, Vice President Mike Pence said the last few months we've seen unspeakable attacks on people of faith.
Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania and California, on mosques in New Zealand, Christian churches in Sri Lanka. No one should ever fear for their safety in a place of worship, and these attacks on people of faith must stop.
The Vice President also talked about the job market and Christian values. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
The top Republican on the powerful House Ways and Means Committee is strongly cautioning against the effort to subpoena President Trump's tax returns. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas has notified Committee Chairman Richard Neal that the action would be an abuse of the committee's oversight powers. He said it would become a further example of the Democratic majority's attempt to weaponize the tax code and use its oversight authority for political gain. Mr. Brady went on, "This information is not being sought to further a valid legislative purpose, but instead to try to embarrass a political enemy." With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The stepfather of a missing Houston, Texas girl has been arrested on charges of tampering with evidence. Darian Vence was arrested Saturday afternoon in Sugar Land, Texas. Vence was engaged to the mother of the missing 4-year-old girl and is believed to be the last person who saw her alive. Vence will appear in court on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence on Friday renewed his call for Democratic leadership to strip freshman lawmaker Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota of her seat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Look, Ilhan Omar has made statements, anti-Semitic comments, statements against our most cherished ally, Israel, that ought to be rejected by every American. And frankly, the fact that very recently she's been trying to blame the United States of America for the deprivation and the poverty brought on by the dictatorship in Venezuela, it tells me, look, the people of Minnesota will decide whether or not she remains in Congress. But Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has no place on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and the Democratic leadership ought to remove her.
The vice president was also asked on Fox and Friends about the latest news regarding North Korea and them testing of short-range missile.
President Trump truly believes that Chairman Kim wants to negotiate. But as he said yesterday, it doesn't look like he wants to negotiate right now. And so look, we're going to continue to stand firm.
And finally, on this Mother's Day weekend, AT&T came out with a new survey that estimates 122 million phone calls are made to moms on Mother's Day. That same survey also found that of those calling their mother, 3% actually will call their mom collect. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.